This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Western powers on Sunday of using jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny to try to contain Russia, saying Russia's recent successes, including the development of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, were, quote, starting to irritate Moscow's opponents. His remarks came amid word that a series of videos of pro-Putin flash mobs broadcast by state-controlled media and posted online were staged. Independent media outlets in Russia reported the Kremlin and the governing United Russia Party issued instructions for the videos to be recorded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed that claim, saying the Kremlin had nothing to do with the videos. In a lengthy interview on state channel Russia 24, Putin acknowledged that living standards in Russia had fallen, as in other parts of the world, because of the coronavirus pandemic. He also claimed Russia's enemies have been stirring up protests in support of Navalny, the Kremlin critic who survived a near-fatal poisoning last year, got treatment in Germany, and was arrested last month in Moscow on his return. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CNN that the Kremlin was making a mistake trying to blame the current political turmoil in Russia on outside factors. He said everyday Russians are looking for ways to make sure that their voice is heard. Former Argentine President Carlos Menem has died at age 90. Menem delivered short-lived economic stability and forged close ties with the United States in the 1990s, even as he navigated scandal and enjoyed a somewhat flamboyant lifestyle. His death was confirmed by Argentine President Alberto Fernandez. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.